Te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés, con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Avon English Class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English Class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the show with no name, exclusively on Vaughan Radio and Vaughan's Instagram, where you can catch the show live, streaming every single day. But since we understand that not everybody can tune in live and watch the live stream every day, we've got you covered. Te tenemos cubiertos. We've got it under control. That's right. That's why we have an app, the Vaughan Radio app, where you can listen to all our programs whenever you want. Also, all the Vaughan Radio programs are available wherever you listen to podcasts as well. So just to give you options, some days you can watch the show live and you can participate in real time. But if you can't, that's fine too. We never want you to miss a show. And just a quick reminder of some of the great shows that you can catch here on Vaughan Radio on a daily basis. You've got the master himself kicking off the day, Mr. Richard Vaughan and his program, Richard Vaughan Live. After that, you got Fitz, who is my role model. He's the guy who taught me. Okay, so I always tell you guys, if you like Bob Dylan, well, look at the guy who inspired Bob Dylan. So if you guys like me as a teacher or whatever, as a person, well, that's different. Talk to my parents. But if you like me as a teacher, well, a big part of that is Fitz. And I'll never underestimate the influence he had on me when I became a teacher and when I started working with Vaughan. He was inspirational, to say the least. And I'll tell you something. Fitz is a great guy to have a beer with, but Fitz is very strict. If anybody knows Fitz, he doesn't play games, at least not in the classroom. He'll laugh all you want out of the classroom. But in the classroom, he means business. And remember this expression, to mean business is ir en serio. He means business. So that's Fitz and his program, No Excuses. Remember, that one streams as well, so that's a good thing. Richard doesn't stream. Hey, listen, guys, when pigs fly. Hey, you never know. Sometimes we get him to do it. But you can watch Fitz streaming. Then we've got Tosh Pasqua. I'm not sure if she streams. As far as I know, she doesn't, but it doesn't matter. You should listen to her program because it's, I think, essential for any level, for any age group. Because you got to remember this, too. She was, for many, many years, Fitz's, like, right hand, literally. And she literally, her and Marta, from Marta and Mickey, trained our teachers. So if you like Tommy, you have these people to thank. And the good thing is, they're your teachers, too. So that's Fitz. That's Tosh Pasqua with her program, Back to Basics. Kyle Miller, a great friend of mine as well, who has the Drive Time show. And on the weekends, even if you're not a big football fan, football meaning soccer for you Americans, the show Speaking Football is interesting because Tommy Hay is, man, he just knows so much about the sport. And when I say the sport, I don't just mean the kicking the ball and all the different positions, But I mean interesting facts about business or games that, you know, that stand out, the historical aspect of soccer, which, as many of you guys know, is a long, it's been around for a long time and it's not going anywhere. I know some people say that, you know, we need a super league. I won't say any names. So guys, I just wanted to give you guys too an explanation yesterday. Thank you for your concern. Many of you wrote to me privately or however you reached out. Contactar is to reach out, because I disappeared in the middle of the show. Well, after the second part of the show, I took my pause as usual. I was saving the audio, you know, doing my, what I normally do, nothing out of the ordinary. As many of you know, I had just come back from La Paz Hospital because I had the PCR test, as I'm being operated on today. So then I saw 10 missed calls, llamadas perdidas, or missed calls, and I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, this seems important. You know, if somebody insists 10 times, they're either the most annoying person you'll ever meet or it's important stuff that you need to know. So I assumed the latter, el segundo. And I called back and they were like, hola, traumatología. I was like, oh, thank you. Hi, you called me 10 times. You know, because sometimes it's hard. When some, you guys know how this works, because when they call you, they know who they're calling. But when you call them, you're going sometimes to a switchboard and there are a lot of different people on the phone. You know, they might not even be in Madrid. I don't know. But my point is that sometimes it's hard to, you know, find out what they called about. So they called me back and I said, hey, we are missing some tests here. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, how convenient. Que cómodo. And I asked, you guys, if you know me, I'm pretty thorough. I said, is there anything else I need before that surgery tomorrow besides the PCR? Because I imagine I would need the blood tests, as you say, extracción de sangre. We take out blood we call it a blood test, right? Because they test and they see if everything's okay for the surgery, for the anesthesia, if I'm not mistaken. So I thought it was kind of weird, but I asked. She said, no, you're good to go. You're good to go significa, ya estás bien, tú ya te puedes ir. So 10 phone calls later, like, where are you? I'm like, where am I? I'm home. They're like, we got to do these tests. I'm like, oh. And at that moment, I said what my father says. What have I done to deserve this? I was like, I asked, but I knew. I feel like this is Alberto maturing here. I was instantly upset. I'm like, what? I have to go back there and I've got to go back again. This is absurd. And I said it. I said, this is pretty absurd because I was just there. I go, but instantly I said to the woman on the phone, it's not your fault. I go, so, but you can understand why I'm like, oh my God, really? And it was good vibes. Unfortunately, it was very inconvenient. I had to cancel the second part of the show and other things, but hey, te enseño la expresión needs must. And needs must son las obligaciones. Si hay que hacerlos, si no, no te operan. Then I had to do it. So I had to drop, otra expresión. Ves, de todo aprendemos. I had to drop everything. Drop everything es dejar todo and run back to La Paz. And I don't live very close to La Paz now. I did when that accident happened. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll be there in 35 to 40 minutes. And she's like, what? I'm like, well, I don't live next door. She's like, okay, no worries, no worries. And she even apologized, to be honest. She said, I'm sorry, even though it wasn't her fault. I'm like, oh, you guys are killing me. You know, I didn't want to get angry. I used my sense of humor, to get me out of it. I just said, you know, okay. You know, y la expresión ahí obviously is to bite your tongue, to bite your tongue. So, the good news is I've got the blood tests, I got the PCR, and today I will go under the knife. No me gusta esa expresión nada, y menos hoy. Ir debajo de la navaja, el cuchillo, que es igual en inglés. Really, I would say I'm going to be operated on, or I'm going into surgery today. The good news is it's a routine surgery when you have metal. I mean, I don't know very much. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert in anything. Let me give you that. But I will tell you that, they made it seem like, listen, we just open up right, you know, we open you up again. We take these screws out, the metal plate, and you know, in a couple of weeks, you'll be good to go. Para usar la expresión otra vez. So I don't know if that's really how easy the operation is, or they were just trying to make me feel better. But either way, I know this, and this I will say, no matter how nervous I am right now, I know I have full trust. And I put all my trust in these doctors. We have, and I know I have some here in the group and who listen to us. In Spain, we have some really amazing medical professionals, and it's free, and they're going to take care of me, and I'm in good hands, and I feel very lucky. So there's the, okay, the negative thing. Nobody wants to go to under the knife. No, you know, all that. Nobody, just the expression. But I do feel lucky that I'm in good hands, that the professionals at La Paz and all over Spain, I think in general, are second to none. And I say that to you guys coming from a country where we don't have universal healthcare. Okay. So if this happened to me in the United States, well, somebody would be paying for it. Obviously I got hit by a car, so it would be that woman's insurance company. But the point is, it would be astronomical. And here, it's my right, es mi derecho, not just to be taken care of, but to have follow-up care. So thank you. Thank you, doctors, and not just doctors, nurses, medical professionals, for taking care of us. And you want to know something? I can't even begin to imagine, the year that you guys have had, the year that it must have been hell. And so thank you so much to you guys, for all you do every day. Pandemic, non-pandemic, state of emergency, doesn't matter. You guys are there tirelessly doing your job. And thank you so much for that. I feel extremely lucky today to be in good hands. So that said, just wanted to give you guys a little explanation about yesterday. I didn't want to just vanish. Otra forma de decir desaparecer, ¿no? Como el vanish de limpieza hace que las manchas desaparezcan. Makes sense. It makes stains vanish. So that's a little update. I should be okay. What I will do is as soon as I'm, you know, coming out of the anesthesia and I have my phone and, you know, I feel like a human again, you know, I don't feel like a zombie. I said to my wife this morning, I go, if the choice is be a zombie or pain, I'm going with be a zombie. Definitely. So thank you to all of you. I will keep you posted as always, because I know you guys are concerned the same way I would be concerned if any of you, you know, had any kind of operation or anything like that. But right now we've got another operation, a mission, I should say, and we are going to some exciting places on our English journey today. So everybody fasten your seatbelts, because it's time for liftoff.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time.
That's right, my amigos. That's right. You know it now. We have officially lifted off. Hemos despegado. And we are ready for an exciting journey. We're going to go to a lot of interesting places today on our interactive English adventure. And the first place we're going to stop at is a little planet called Pop Quiz.
Pop quiz!
right, my amigos. It is our pop quiz, examen sorpresa. You know it's coming, you just don't know from what angle. Could be a left hook, could be a right hook, could be an uppercut, but it's coming at you. And I'm making sure that you guys are not just following Vaughn, following my colleagues, following me on social media, but also that you're getting all this content that we're dishing out every day. To dish out is repartir, una forma muy nativa. Piensa, dish es plato. To dish out. Toma. Guys, if you say that in your English class, your teacher's going to be like, what? Y si quieres, ya vas con la expresión, que lo vimos, yo creo, hace poco. You can dish it out, but you can't take it. ¿Qué expresión es esta? ¿Qué quiere decir esto? Tú lo puedes repartir, pero si llega la hora de que te critiquen a ti, no te gusta, right? You can dish it out, but you can't take it. Guys, this is kind of the English I want to teach you guys every day. Cause I know that you guys can learn, you know, pen, you know, this, and it's important. You need to know the basics, of course. But what I'm looking for is to always teach you like the real stuff that we're using. Why? That's what I want to know in Spanish. So I just ask myself, quisiera yo saber esta palabra en español? Y luego me lo aprendo. Porque si te lo tengo que enseñar, right? Think about it. Okay, so folks, as you know, aside from all the amazing content that you have on Vaughn Radio, you have the Vaughn Tienda as well. As I said, perfect time to get some materials with the summer coming up. All of our materials, maybe just, I would say 95% of our materials come with audio, which is really important. Also, we have classes, we have camps. Anything and everything you can think about, because we're back, baby. Vaughn is back, and we know that the summer is the right time. So if you're thinking about whatever it is, signing up for a course, sending your kids to a camp, or just buying a book, stop by Grupo Vaughan's website. And as I always say, you know what you should do? Just, you know, for shits and giggles, para echarte unas risas, como decimos. For shits and giggles, you should say, hey, can I get my free level test? Because you can. And I would do it. I mean, that would be funny, giving me a level test in English. However, in Spanish, I'd like to see how I, see, that's what I mean. Aren't you curious? I am. Give us a call, guys. No strings attached. Nobody's going to tell you have to sign up for anything. No one's going to, you know, tie you down, handcuff you or anything like that. They're just going to say, okay, tell us, you know, you're going to tell them your situation. Well, I learned English when I was younger, haven't used it. You know, everybody's got a different story. And we've heard them all. So then we're like, okay, And why do you need English? And we kind of get to know you, not just as an English speaker, but what your goals are. And there we can kind of say, okay, what I would do is start here. You can do this, this, and this. Now, you always have the option to say, not right now, or I'm not interested, and that's fine. But get the free level test, for Christ's sake. Like I said, I wish there was some place I could get a level test in Spanish. Anybody know one? All right, so this is a post that, as I said, aside from all the amazing content at Vaughn, you guys know I produce a weekly podcast, and that's called For Your Inglés, FYI. You can follow it wherever you follow Vaughn podcasts. And this week's episode, we focus on the subway. That's right. Now, you will not hear me say the tube. Why? Because I'm not British. We don't call it the tube. We call it the subway. Oh, okay, so then, Alberto, you call it the underground. No, we don't call it the underground either. That's British. So the tube and the underground, reserva eso cuando vayas a Londres. We don't say that there. In fact, you want to know something? And, Dad, you can attest to this one here. In New York City, first, it's called the city. We don't call New York. I live in New York City. No, I live in the city. No hay otra. Punto. Oh, and Valerie knows it. Somebody listened to the episode. We call it the train. I can see, papi. I take the train to work. Oh, man, I missed the train. Porque es un tren. Al final, va en vías. Es un tren, right? So in New York, that's our train. It's the train in the city. Dad, please, you can tell him because my dad was taking the New York City subway way before I was born. Dad, you spelt it wrong. It's not the Bronx. It's da Bronx. Eso es muy neoyorquino, el da. Da Bronx. Now, do you guys know where the name the Bronx comes from? This is interesting. As many of you guys know, the first part of New York City that was settled was the South, the Southern Tip, right? And this was a fort. And the Dutch, as they called it, New Amsterdam. And so in this city, there was, if you went north, there were rolling hills. And there was farmland. And there was a family named Bronk that owned that farmland. So when people went up to that area, they said, we're going to go see the Bronx, Los Bronx. There you go, folks. Pero se ha hecho con X porque molamos. Because in New York, we're like, put an X in there, man. It sounds better. All right. So I said, now, remember, in each of these, what I do, guys, just in the intro or in the post, I try and put a lot of vocabulary in there. So you're getting more more bang for your buck, as we say in English. No, sacas mucho provecho. My dad says, I loved the train and still do. Well, that's what I say in the episode. We have a love-hate relationship with it. You're like, oh, man, it's 99 degrees in August here, and I got to go down in the train, and there's no air conditioning on it, or it's broken. So we hate the train. It smells like piss. There's rats. But it's reliable and gets you where you need to go 24/7. So it's a love-hate relationship, I think, right, Dad? Would you agree with that? So I said, all aboard. You all know that one, right? This essential engine, I said, esencial, we say essential, repítelo conmigo, essential. This essential engine tirelessly, and I said this word before, I said about our medical professionals. I said they tirelessly take care of us. Mira, sin querer, la literación. They tirelessly take care of us, incansablemente, no? Consistently, without tiring. Right. So they tirelessly, and that's New York City subway. That's another perfect example of that. Tirelessly. Casi digo la palabra. Shh. So this essential engine tirelessly lleva, transporta, arrastra the masses around New York City in an intricate, ever-growing network. Okay, ever-growing, siempre creciendo. No, en crescendo, maybe you would say. It keeps the cities, because it's not New York, it's the city. It keeps the city's commuters, gente que se que va y viene al trabajo o al cole, a la universidad, they're commuters. They commute to and from work. So it keeps the city's commuters moving constantly, and it never closes. Think about that, you know. Si estás de fiesta, you're like, ah, ¿qué más da otra hora? You know, think about that. You already paid for your ride. You got your monthly pass. You're like, ah, what's the matter if I go with three or four? It's still open. So, now, just like in Madrid, the frequency goes down. It's obviously higher during rush hour, off-peak hours. But I don't ever remember waiting more than 15 minutes, 12 minutes for a train. And I'm talking like 3 or 4 in the morning. So it's, you know, and these trains are fast. Anybody who's ever been in a New York City subway station and they see that train coming in the station, you stand back. It's a matter of respect. You're like, whoa, that thing came into the station at 150,000 miles per hour. So then I said, it's open 24/7, 365. Then I said, next stop, FYI. Próxima parada, FYI. Y luego dije una frase que se dice en el metro. Porque si tú dices mind the gap, seguro que os suena, eso es Londres. Let's see if you guys know. I have two questions for you today. So I want to know the word arrastrar, llevar. Vamos a ver cómo lo traducen aquí. Okay? Porque omití una palabra. Quiero que me lo uses en contexto. Si no, nada, eh? Arrastrar. Jalar. No, eso es América Latina. Just llevar algo. Cargar con ello. Right? So, what is that word? Can you use it in context? And then the second thing, and Dad, I want you to participate here. What do they say on the New York City subway? What is that phrase that you'll always hear? I'll give you a clue. It has something to do with closing doors. So in England, they say, mind the gap. Not in Spain. In Madrid, at least, they say, ten cuidado de no introducir el coche entre el pie entre coche y andén. right? All right, so let's see. Let's see what you guys came up with. Iberia te llamo. Kubla. Kubla says, Iberia lugs tourists all around the world. Excellent job, Kubla. Yeah. To lug. Llevar algo, pero cuando tú dices lug, como pesado, como, you know, it's not just carry. It's like, oh, I gotta lug this suitcase. L-U-G. It's a great word to know. And so, yes, this is the word I used in there. It lugs the city's citizens. I don't remember what I said. Around the city. Perfect example, Kubla. Excellent. Let's see. Okay, Chris Valrol, you got the expression we were looking for over there. And it's stand clear of the closing doors, please. Swear to God, Dad, sound familiar? Or maybe... I'm curious. Did they say that, Dad, or is that relatively new? Do you remember that when you used to ride it? Is that like old school or is that like a new? Because I feel like that phrase right there, stand clear of the closing doors, please. Or they'll say, this is a Brooklyn bound, con destino a Brooklyn. No, a downtown, hacia el sur, uptown. It kind of makes sense. ¿En qué dirección? ¿En qué sentido? Bound. So this is a Bronx-bound 9 train. Well, el 9 ya no existe. Yo me cogí al 9. This is a Bronx-bound 1 train, para que tenga sentido. Stand clear to closing doors. It says, this is 42nd Street, next stop, 38th Street, whatever. It's all mechanical now. But the same, that sentence, stand clear of the closing doors, please. I love it. We got to go to our first commercial break. I gotta get to the hospital on time, guys. Today we really got to keep a tight schedule. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more, so stick around.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El máster incluye una o dos inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y dos inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready?
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTVE a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Baugan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Baugan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm Yvonne, telephone class teacher.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Baugan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com.
Hey, amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. That's right, folks. It's time for part two. I hope I don't get any calls from the hospital. Where are you? What? Oh, man. Talk about a miscommunication. But as you see, the show must go on. Nor pandemic. Nor operation. Nor nuclear meltdown. Bueno, no sé, eso... Ahí, no sé. Un desastre nuclear hasta ahí, no sé. We aren't cockroaches. No somos cucarachas. All right, guys, welcome back to the second part of today's show. I hope you enjoyed the first part. It went by so fast for me that I went over a couple minutes. So sorry, Nacho. When you're editing this and putting it all together nice, sorry. My apologies. All right, so we've got a lot to do here on today's show. As I said, we're going to play. We're going to have some fun. So let's get right into it with a section where we listen to a famous person speaking. And you guys got to tell me what's going on, what you hear, and you got to sum it up. And I want you to sound good in English. So, guys, it's time for Say What? Say what? What? Okay, so here we go, my amigos. Today's Say What soundbite for the first time.
What a silly question. It depends. Sometimes it can be a quickie. Most of the time, women do need a longer time to have foreplay and a longer time before they reach actually an orgasm. So it depends on the person. Good luck to you.
All right. Wow, that was interesting. Not what you were expecting? All right, let me play it for you a second time. And then, of course, I want to hear what you guys heard. All right, here it is, the second listen of today's Say What soundbite. Write down what you hear.
What a silly question. It depends. Sometimes it can be a quickie. Most of the time, women do need a longer time to have foreplay and a longer time before they reach actually an orgasm. So it depends on the person. Good luck to you.
There we go, my amigos. There we go. All right, so you heard it twice. What did you hear? I don't think it's hard. I think, you know, you guys will be able to solve it today completely, unless I have to disappear after all of a sudden. But I think after another listen or two, you guys will be able to get it all. But did anybody catch an accent? Anybody want to care to tell me what's going on? You hear any nuances, names, key information? Again, also sum it up in your own words. What did you just hear? Okay, I didn't hear it. I wasn't paying attention. I was off in la-la land, como decimos, en los mundos de Yupi, and I totally missed it. So could you tell me what went on? What happened? I mean, I want some details, but don't go crazy. Just give me the key information I need to know. And remember, here we like to include the accent because it is an English class, okay? Marta says, where did you take this audio from? I got it from the internet, where I get everything. Thank you. I don't know what I would do. This show wouldn't exist without the internet. I mean, where do I get these sound clips and everything, you know? So thank you, internet, for existing. You know, if IMDb didn't exist, I couldn't do this name that movie section. I don't know that much about movies. I know enough, but not that much, you know? So thank you to internet. I mean, same thing with the with FYI, the subway. I've ridden the subway hundreds of times. You think I remember what year it was started or that it was the IRT and the BMT and they all got together and formed? No, because you just ride it. So I have to research. I have to prepare all these things. So yes, the internet is my number one source. Now, I do check my sources. So if I see something that seems like what, I'll look into it. And if I see it like a couple times, this is one of my tricks when I'm researching. If I see the same news or the same general news, like around the same time on three or four different pages, that doesn't mean it's true. That means that one person reported on it and the rest of them did as well. So you want to check those. As you know, take everything at face value. Or I should say don't on the internet. Let's see. Jaime says, I think this is a new word. I like it. I think she's an old woman answering a question about sex. Okay. You think good. Cool. Kubla says it sounds like an American lady discussing the ability of women to reach climax depending on the lady. Okay. All right. That's a good summary. Let's see what J.M. Edmosilla had to say. It sounds like an elderly woman who states that being a Christian can take little or a long time depending on the person. So, I don't know if it's... I don't know, J.M. Edmosilla. I don't know if that's exactly what she said, but I think you got most of it right. Lemura says, I heard a woman with a squeaky voice, squeaky, I like it, good word, Lemura, giving her views on how to follow something, como seguir algo. It may be quick for some people, but it could take longer for others, and it depends on each person. So what is that something? All right, let's take a look over here then, ladies and gentlemen. Valerie says, the music on the background, in the background, the music in the background makes me think it's an elderly hippie woman answering a question about a woman's pleasure. Okay, Valerie, I think you're on to something over there. Okay, let's see. Chris Valrol says, it sounds like an elderly woman talking about sex practice and the estimated, esta sí que lleva E, Chris, estimated time to reach an orgasm. I think that's pretty spot on. He oído algo de orgasm ahí también. Okay, good. Nata says she is an elderly woman. So this is something here that's interesting because none of you are saying she's young. Maybe at heart. But it's good. You can recognize that. Yeah, yes, it is an elderly woman. Her voice is a little bit rickety and, well, squeaky as well. She's an elderly woman and she has a British accent. Interesting. I don't know if I agree with that, but I think it's interesting, and I asked you for your opinion. So she is speaking about Christian. Wait a second. So J.M. Hermosilla is not the only person who heard her mention the word Christian, which is very, very interesting because I'm looking at it, and I don't think she says the word Christian in there. So that's interesting. A couple of you heard that, so it's something that we should pay attention to. And she is giving about it a deep information. I don't know what that means. She's giving a lot of information about it, or she's giving some deep information about it, and she says it depends on the person. Okay, well, you're all right about the elderly woman thing. The accent, I've seen a couple people. I don't think anybody got the accent yet. where the person is from, which is okay. No problem. You'll have two more chances later on to figure that out. So don't worry at all, my amigos. But right now it's time to move on to another section on the show. This is a section where I give you six words. This is our spelling bee. I give you six words, and those six words have something in common. Okay, and afterwards we'll look at what they have in common. But first, I want you to tell me what the six words are. I'll tell you this right now, they will be capitalized. They will start with a capital letter. So I'm not going to say capital C. No, they will be capitalized. Okay, so here we go, my amigos. You ready? The first time I'm going really fast because you guys are too damn good. Demasiado bueno sois. All right, the first, I'll give you a clue. They're places. Son sitios. But what do these places have in common? And what are they? Here we go. The first place is C-A-P-P-A-D-O-C-I-A. The second place is S-E-R-E-N-G-E-T-I. The next place is A-L-B-U-Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E. The next one is L-U-X-O-R. The fifth word is M-O-N-U-M-E-N-T space V-A-L-L-E-Y. And the last one is B-A-G-A-N. Whew, if you got that, I mean, I was merciless. Sin piedad. I'm honest. I try to be honest. When things are easy, I tell you, that was easy, guys. And when it's tough, I'll admit that too. But I will tell you something right now. It was tough, maybe for some, but not for our winner. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Unbelievable. Fast. I'm going to call her Usain Bolt. It's Valerie. Wow. Holy cow. I see some other people got it as well. We got Kubla, J.M. Hermosilla, born to Iron Man, but we've got the queen of today's spelling bee. She killed it. Y eso es rarísimo, eh? To kill it in inglés es petarlo, hacerlo bien. Aunque suena como la cagaste, you killed. No, 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 it's great. You killed it. All of you, but our winner, Valerie, give it up for your classmate. I am blown away. So she says, it's the power of Fridays. Don't be humble. Don't be humble. Will you guys give it up for her? I think she deserves it. Wow. All as I said, all of you, but she was first and right. And remember, I don't care if you're first, if you're not right. If you're fifth and you're the first one that's right, then you're number one. So it's not about speed. That's why I don't get stressed out. Say, oh, I never get it. Fine. I'm going to repeat them right now. What's the problem? Don't stress it. It's just the spelling bee. Okay. Okay. So here we go, my amigos. I'll slow down to a more human pace. Okay. The first place is C-A-P-P-A-D-O-C-I-A. The second place is S-E-R-E-N-G-E-T-I. The next place is A-L-B. U Q U E R Q U E. So it's una palabra mayor ahí, eh? The next one ya no tan larga. L U X O R. The next one's two words. It's M O N U M E N T space V A L L E Y. Ahora, esto es la velocidad de alguien que quiere que le entiendes, okay? And the last one is B-A-G-A-N. La primera era, mira, si lo pillas bien, pero si no, so that's why I'm impressed. I literally was like, no regard. Just go. Total disregard. You'll get it if you're good. And you did. And born to Iron Man? Oh, my God, dude, are you serious? Are you like, did you hack my computer here? Did you hack my scripts, los guiones? Because you nailed it, dude. I don't know how you got it, but these are all places to take a ride
or famous places to ride in a hot air balloon. You say globo aerostático or something like that. Me suena algo así. Well, para nosotros es bastante lógico la palabra hot air balloon. Right, a hot air balloon. Okay, makes sense. Es de agua, aire caliente. Now, I've done a lot of things in my life, guys. I've bungee jumped, hecho puenting. I've skydived, hecho paracaidismo. You know, I've done some crazy stuff. I've, you know, swam with elephants. He nadado con elefantes. And believe me, that's scary because if they fall on top of you, they're great animals and they're so cute. But if they lose their balance, you and you're there. Oof, man, that could end, that could have a not so happy ending, right? Okay, so yes, these are places that are famous for their hot air ballooning. And why? Well, they're places, A, that have hot air balloon services and different companies that provide those services. But they also have the right, I guess you need the right weather conditions in general. Obviously, it depends. It varies from day to day. But, you know, if you've got a plane, you know, just this really long or mountainous, obviously there's no... there's no wrong place to hot air balloon, I guess. Oh, I guess, yeah, maybe. Maybe in places with a lot of wind. I don't know. I don't know very much about it, but I will tell you that today, in the year 1783, the Montgolfier brothers publicly demonstrated their Montgolfier hot air balloon. So, still something I've got there on my bucket list, que está en mi lista de cosas de hacer antes de palmarla, as you say, to kick the bucket, palmarla. So we call it la lista de cubo, my bucket list. Have you guys done it? Have you been in a hot air balloon? Have you gone for a ride on a... My mother's done it. I believe my mother's done it. I've always wanted to do it. I don't know why I haven't. I know you can do it in Spain. There are several places, if I'm not mistaken. But the places I decided to look at, I just Googled it, and that's what Born to Iron Man did. I put the best places to ride in a hot air balloon in the world. And these were the answers that came up. So again, if you're afraid of heights, I wouldn't recommend this activity. You know, I'm not afraid of heights. I used to be. Yo antes tenía vértigo, but I still can get it at times, you know, at the right place, but not on a plane. You know what I mean? I would get it more like on the building or something like that. So, or walking like on something that's like really, I get that kind of fear of heights, but I'm not afraid of flying, for example. So those are different things too. They can be the same, but they don't have to be, right? But I remember the clubhouse at my summer camp. I would get up to the top level. There were two levels in the clubhouse. It was a huge clubhouse. And I remember as soon as I got to the top level, I would be paralyzed with fear. And I remember I wouldn't come down, and my mom came and said, "You gotta come down. You can't stay up there." I'm like, "Send up pizza." And I remember crawling around, and I remember that was something I didn't want. Okay, some fears are good, but I didn't want one that, you know, I couldn't go on a ride with my friends, una atracción. So I decided to go bungee jumping and then skydiving. But this is definitely on the list. So, Cappadocia in Turkey. This is, one of the world's most famous places to go. And it's because there are these rock formations. Okay. They look like little chimneys, chimeneas. I don't know if you guys have ever been out there. The town is called Goreme in south central Turkey. And I'm looking at a picture of it right now. Just Google best places hot air balloon. And Cappadocia, Turkey is number one on that list. The rides last between 45 minutes and 2 hours, which I think is good. You know, after a while, you're like, okay, we can go down now. I'm looking at it, and it looks a little bit like California, but a lot greener. And it looks like almost, you know what it reminds me of a little bit? Like one of the planets on Star Wars. All right. So Cappadocia in Greece. The next one I'm sure you've all heard of. the Serengeti in Tanzania. The Serengeti. And this, obviously, I'm looking at pictures. So if you have access to internet, you can see this. It's really cool. You know, the Lion King, the opening credits. Yeah. Well, that's the Serengeti, supposedly. And you can get that view, obviously, if you go up in a hot air balloon. And they have hot air balloons. Again, one thing is, you know, wanting to do it. Another thing is they have that service available. So, you know, you could say, oh, Almería is a great place to have a hot air balloon. I don't think they offer hot air balloon rides there. And also the weather. Well, let's see. Microstam says, I've been there. Remember, Microstam, be clear with us, because if not, we're talking about a couple different places. I don't know which one you mean. So guys, remember, anytime at all that you want to communicate with us, just put us in context. Y también así, tú estás practicando cómo formular las frases completas en inglés. So which one? ¿Cuál de ellas? Cappadocia in Turkey or the Serengeti? The Serengeti. Wow. It must be amazing. I'm looking at it and there are zebras. You say zebra. Nosotros primero lo escribimos con una Z. Y no estamos de acuerdo. ¿Por qué? Porque yo digo zebra. Pero, mis amigos británicos dicen zebra. It's a zebra. And we say zebra. Así que, ¿cuál es correcto? Te tengo que decir, el americano, evidentemente. Come on, guys. Serengeti, wow. I imagine you have some great pictures and even better, Microstam. I'm sure you have some great memories of that experience. The next one is Albuquerque. Now, I've been to Albuquerque, but I didn't know there were hot air balloon rides. And Albuquerque is in New Mexico. It's in the southwest of the United States, my country. And for 9 days, every October, it becomes the epicenter. ¿Te suena la palabra epicentro? We say epicenter. It becomes the epicenter because it is the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. Yeah, así se llama. Se llama fiesta. Es que es Nuevo México. What do you want? Usamos mucho más español que vosotros. And it's an annual event. Takes place every October. And people come from all around the world. Hobbyists, people who are just, you know, interested in discovering what it's all about. And I would love to go 1 year out to Albuquerque because that's a beautiful area, too. It's the southwest of the United States. Beautiful deserts. Not far from there, you've got the Grand Canyon and so many other national parks as well. So Albuquerque was the next place on our list. Excuse me. The next one was Luxor in Egypt. Now, have any of you done this? I'm looking at this picture and I'm going to be honest with you. It looks like a freaking green screen. Parece un croma. I'm serious. You've got the sphinxes, right? A sphinx, a singular. Sphinxes son los dos, right? Los animales estos. And in the Valley of the Kings, you can go up in a hot air balloon and see the pyramids and all these amazing, you know, I was going to say modern marvels, marvels from the ancient world, I should say. And somebody told me, I don't know about this or not, but is it true? Anybody who's been to Egypt or the pyramids at Giza or the Luxor Valley, is it true there's a Pizza Hut like right at the foot of the of the pyramids? Alguien me ha dicho eso. Digo, no puede ser. You know, you got the beautiful pyramids. It's like Pizza Hut. You're like, no. Hey, it's business. You know, if they paid what they asked, well, then they sold them the terrain. But it must be beautiful. It must be. I mean, as I said, I'm looking at it here, and it doesn't look real. No parece de verdad. The clouds in the sky, the palm trees in the Egyptian desert, the sphinxes, and it must be just a tremendous experience because you're seeing a part of history, you're seeing beautiful landscapes, and you're getting an adrenaline rush because remember, you're doing it from really high up in the air, and just that alone, taking the view away or out of the equation is, you know, enough to, whoa, that was exciting. You know, even if you're looking at a wall. But the next place is Monument Valley. And I remember learning about this place when I prepared the episode of FYI on National parks. If you haven't heard it, there's an episode of For Your Inglés on national parks. And Monument Valley is located in Utah, okay, in the United States. And you know how I can define this in one word? Roadrunner. Beep, beep. It looks like that. ¿Sabes? Este desierto rojo con los pilares estos de piedra. That is Monument Valley. It's on the Arizona-Utah border. En la frontera. And I never heard of it because in New York, well, it's far away, but I started researching it. And after I did the episode, I bought a book on national parks, and there's so many pictures. And I'm like, I told my wife, we have to go to Monument Valley. So, hey, there it is. I've never been to Monument Valley in Utah, one of the most amazing national parks in the United States, a country full of amazing national parks, and I've never gone up in a hot air balloon. So maybe I can cross two things off the same day, or como decimos y decís vosotros, to kill two birds with one stone. Okay, and the last one is Bagan in Myanmar. Myanmar, it was called Burma back in the day, and I'm looking at this. And if you ever want to feel like you're in Asia, Southeast Asia, or in Asia in general, this is where you're going. Because there's these hot air balloons and they're hovering. To hover is lo que hace un helicóptero. Planear. They're hovering. It looks like they're hovering over these temples, these pagodas. And it, again, it looks like it's superimposed. It looks like the picture was doctored. ¿Conocéis esta palabra? Doctor es evidentemente doctor. But to doctor something is alterarlo. También decís Photoshop, right? It looks Photoshopped. O, si no queremos aplicarlo no solo a fotos, we can say it looks doctored. But no, it's a real picture. So hopefully I've inspired you guys as well to go up in a hot air balloon one day. And if you do, send me some pictures because I am dying to do it. But right now we've got to go to our second commercial break, amigos. I can't believe it. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around. Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Te levantas, una ducha, te tomas un café, te vistes, otro café, coges todo para salir, no encuentras las llaves, el coche tarda en arrancar, no arranca, por fin, atasco, más atasco, llegas al trabajo, otro café, reunión, otra reunión. Haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 911-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary, Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los